Everybody listen up. Here we're shooting another scene of action frames. Now get to your positions. Lighting's ready. Cameras. Figurants?
Clear!
Okay, 3, 2, 1, action!
Space. The final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Her ongoing mission? To explore strange new worlds. To seek out new life forms and new civilizations. To boldly go where no one has gone before.
Good evening, my dear old friends. This is your billboard of movies action frames. Now it's double feature. I'm your old friend Trista. This is
Sky.
Today we are going to recommend you two brilliant films.Now, let's rock and roll. The first film today is Godzilla, 2014. Godzilla is a fictional monster first appearing in 1954, film Godzilla. Since then, Godzilla has gone on to become a worldwide pop culture icon starring in 28 films produced by Taiho Company Limited. The film retells the origin of Godzilla in contemporary times as a terrifying force of nature in a style faithful to the Taiho series of Godzilla films. The film is directed by British filmmaker Gareth Edwards, written by Max Brosentin, and stars Aaron Taylor-Johnson, King Watanabe, and Elizabeth Olsen.The film is a co-production between Legendary Pictures and Warner Bros. Pictures, the latter of which will also distribute the film worldwide, except in Japan, where it will be distributed by Toho. It is the second Godzilla film to be fully filmed by American Studio, the first having been the 1998 Godzilla. The film is scheduled to be released beginning May 14, 2014, in 2D and 3D. Don't forget to check it out in the cinema.
After the terrifying movie, let's enjoy comedy. The second film today is The Angriest Man in Brooklyn, a comedy-drama film directed by Phil Alden Robinson. A physician accidentally tells an obnoxious patient that he has a brain aneurysm and only 90 minutes to live. As the patient races around the city, trying to right his wrongs,The doctor attempts to find him as he tries to find what he must do in the final moments of his life. It is a remake of the 1997 Israeli film The 92 Minutes of Mr. Bohm, written and directed by Assi Dayan. The film is set for a limited theatrical and VOD release on May 23, 2014. The cast included Robin Williams, Mila Kunis, Melissa Leo, and Peter Dinklage with James Earl Jones.Williams acted as a man has bad days every day who's always unhappy and angry at the world, including everyone in it. Henry sits impatiently at the doctor's office when he's finally seen by Dr. Sharon Gill. Sharon, who's enduring her own bad day, reveals that Henry has a brain aneurysm. This news makes Henry even angrier. Yelling at Sharon, he demands to know how much time he has left.Faced with Henry's anger and insults, Sharon abruptly tells him he has only 90 minutes.Shocked and reeling by this news, Henry storms out of the office, leaving Sharon stunned by what she has just done in the lapse of judgment. It is a story about love and forgiveness. Don't miss it.
Time flies, and that's all for today's double feature. Hope you could enjoy the films we have recommended. Next is Flash Up. Stay tuned!
Tired of the loneliest work, watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello everybody, this is Flashback. Today, we're going to reproduce the lines and emotions in the movie Star Trek Into Darkness. Hoping you join it, live long and prosper.
Clip 1.
Uneventful.
Admiral.
It's the way you describe the survey of Nibiru in your captain's log.
Yes, sir. I didn't want to waste your time going over the details.
Tell me more about this volcano. Data says it was highly volatile. If it were to erupt, it would wipe out the planet.
Let's hope it doesn't, sir.
Something tells me it won't.
Well, sir, volatile is all relative. Maybe our data was off.
Or maybe it doesn't erupt because Mir Spock detonated a cold fusion device inside it right after civilization. That's barely invented the wheel happened to see a starship rising out of their ocean. You describe it, is it not?
Admiral?
You fired a report. Why didn't you tell me?
I incorrectly assumed that you would be truthful in your captain's log.
Yeah, I would have been if I didn't have to save your life.
A fact for which I'm immeasurably grateful, and the very reason I felt it necessary to take the responsibility for the actions.
Take responsibility? Yeah, that'd be so noble, Pointy, if you won't also throw me under the bus.
Pointy is there the derogatory reference to...
Gentlemen, Starfleet's mandate is to explore and observe, not to interfere.
Had the mission gone according to the plan, Admiral, the indigenous species would never have been aware of our interference.
That's a technicality.
I'm Vulcan, sir. We embrace technicality.
Are you giving me attitude, Spock?
I'm expressing multiple attitudes simultaneously, sir. To which are you referring?
Out. You're dismissed, Commander.
Clip 2.
We arrive at Harrison's location in 3 minutes, Captain. It is unlikely that we will come willingly. I calculate the odds of him attempting the cliffs at 91.6%.
Fantastic.
Good thing you don't care about dying.
I'm sorry, Lieutenant. I cannot hear what you said.
Oh, I didn't say anything. Actually, I'd be happy to speak if you're willing to listen to me.
Guys, Lieutenant, I would prefer to discuss this in private.
You'd prefer not to discuss this at all. That's
our
what
current
it's
circumstances
all about.
Isn't allowing
whenever
us to.
Whenever things require you undivided.
Are you
focus,
really gonna do this right now?
I'm sorry, Captain. Just 2 seconds.
Okay.
It's us at that volcano. You didn't give a thought to us. What it would do to me if you died, Spock? You didn't feel anything. You didn't care, and I'm not the only one who's absent with you. The captain is too.
What? No. Don't drag me into this. She's right.
Your suggestion that I do not care about dying is incorrect. Ascension beings' optimal chance at maximizing their utility is a long and prosperous life.
Great.
Not exactly love some, Spock.
You misunderstand. It is true I chose not to feel anything upon realizing that my own life was ending. As Admiral Pike was dying, I joined with his consciousness and experienced what he felt at the moment of his passing. Anger. Confusion. Loneliness. Fear. I had experienced those feelings before, multiplied exponentially on the day my planet was destroyed. Such a feeling is something I choose never to experience again. Nyota, you mistake my choice not to feel it as a reflection of my not caring. But I assure you, the truth is precisely the opposite.
Clip 3.
Let me explain what's happening here. You are a criminal. I watched you murder innocent men and women. I was authorized to end you. And the only reason why you're still alive is because I am allowing it. So shut your mouth.
Oh, Captain. Are you going to punch me again over and over, dear Aunt Weakens? Clearly you want to. So tell me, why did you allow me to live?
We all make mistakes.
No, I surrendered to you because despite your attempt to convince me otherwise, you seem to have a conscience, Mr. Kirk. If you do not, then it would be impossible for me to convince you of the truth. 2317-4611. Coordinates not far from Earth. If you want to know why I did what I did, go and take a look.
Give me one reason why I should listen to you.
I can give you 72. They're on board your ship, Captain. They've been ordered. I suggest you open one up.
What really bothers me, though, is the modifications, you know, the enhancement, right? And then like that, I'm off the ship. Just for trying to do what's right. And what did you do anyway? Stuck there like an oyster looking at me. What?
Scotty, it's Kurt.
Well now, isn't that James Tiberius Perfect here?
Did you hear that? I just called him Perfect here.
Where are you?
Where are you?
I'm drunk.
What I do in my private time is my business, Jimbo.
I need you to help me out with something.
Will you take these coordinates down?
23, 17, 46, 11. Are you writing?
What? You don't think I can remember four numbers? You're little fake. What was the third one?
46.
I don't know exactly what you're looking for, but I have a feeling you'll know it when you see it. You may have been right about those torpedoes.
I will consider that an apology. And I will consider that apology.
You're the one who quit.
You made me quit!
Mr. Scott? Scott!
I'm not doing that man any favors. No! Alright then!
Clip 4.
Shadow is standing by, Captain.
Bones, thanks for helping out. Dr. Marcus asked for the steadiest hands on the ship.
You know, when I dream about being stuck on a deserted planet with a gorgeous woman, there was no torpedo.
Dr. McCoy, may I remind you, you're not there to flirt.
So how can these legendary hands help you, Dr. Marcus?
Bones.
To understand how powerful these weapons are, we need to open the warhead. To do that, we need to access the fuel compartment. Unfortunately for us, the warheads on these weapons are live.
Sweetheart, I once performed an emergency C-section on a pregnant Gorn. Octuplets. And let me tell you, those little bastards bite. I think I can work some magic on your missile.
Dr. McCoy, there's about a fiber optic cables against the inner casing. You'll need to cut the 23rd wire down. Whatever you do, do not touch anything else, do you understand?
Right, the thought never crossed my mind.
Dr. McCoy, wait for my word. I'm reverting the detonation processor. Are you ready?
I'm raring.
Good luck.
Sir, the torpedo just armed itself.
The warhead has gone and denoted in 30 seconds, sir.
I can't get my arm out!
Target their signal. Bring them back right now.
Clip 5.
Engineer to bridge, Mr. Spock.
Mr. Scott.
Sir, you better get down here. Better hurry.
Open it.
The decontamination process is not complete. You've flooded the whole compartment. The door is locked, sir.
How's our ship? Out of danger. You saved the crew. Use what he wants against him. That's a nice move. It is what you would have done. And this is what you have done. It was only logical. I'm scared, Spock. Help me not be. How do you choose not to fear? I do not know. Right now I'm failing. I want you to know why I didn't let you die. Why I went back for you. Because you are my friend.
Thank you.
you're tired of the loneliest work. Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello, my dear audience. This is Fino, and I'm so glad to see you again. I bet the useful faces last Thursday must have left an impression on you guys, and probably some of you already put it into daily use. However, we have more interesting and automatic English for you tonight, and let's begin our journey with the Enterprise. Spock 指出他们违反了指令，而 Kirk 是怎样回应的呢？
You just saved the world.
You violated the Prime Directive.
Oh, come on, Spock. They saw us. Big deal.
Oh, come on, Spock. They saw us. Big deal. 得了吧 ，Spock， 被他们看见了又怎么样 ？Big deal， 如果从字面意思理解的话，就是大事。但是在这里其实是带有讽刺的意味，意思就是没什么大不了的。这也是在口语中十分常见的用法。所以如果听到老外说 big deal 的时候，别真的以为是大事大麻烦，可能只是为了讽刺那件事情有多小。我们来造一个例句吧。 Let's forget about the terrible exams. What a big deal. 别再惦记那糟糕的考试了，有什么大不了的呢？然后我们再来听下一段原声。
I'm fine, sir. My apologies.
Spit it out, son. Don't be shy.
Spit it out, son. Don't be shy.想必大家都知道 speak 就是吐痰的意思，但是 spit it out 可不是叫你把痰从口里吐出来，而是叫你把想说却没说的话说出来。知道这个地道的用法很重要，不然下次你听到别人叫你 spit it out 的时候，可别傻傻的想为什么要你把痰给吐出来。我们再来一个例句来加深理解吧。 You can feel free on my class, and if you have anything you want to say, just spit it out. 在我的课上是很自由的，有什么想说的就尽管说吧。接下来我们来听听 Marcus 司令对于 Kirk 消灭 Khan 任务的要求吧。
I don't want you hurt, but I want to take him out. You park on the edge of the neutral zone, you lock on to Harrison's position, you fire, you kill him, and you haul ass.
You fire, you kill him, and you haul ass. 开火干掉他，然后就撤退。 Haul ass 就是指开溜撤退，后是拖的意思，所以在这里就是指把自己从险境里拉出来。这个在很多电影中也有出现过，一般都在紧急情况或十分危险的情况时使用。以后在有人遇到危险的时候，你就可以这样提醒他 Hey, hold your ass out of there, it's dangerous. 快离开那儿，那很危险。 Kirk 对于自己把 Spock 救出来后 Spock 打他报告一事一直耿耿于怀。我们来听一下 Kirk 的又一句牢骚吧。
I didn't win any points for that.
Oh, Jim, come.
And I didn't win any points for that. Win points, 表面上是得分的意思，但是在这里其实是得到好处，这也是一个美国的常用口语。这个短语比较简单，这里就不多做解释了，直接造一个例句吧。当你觉得自己吃亏的时候，可以像 Kirk 那样说 I did not win any points for that. 为此，我没有得到一点好处。好的，让我们来听听最后一段原声吧。
Jim, your vitals are way off.
Fuerte de mente.
Jim, your vitals are way off. Jim, 你的健康很有问题。Way off, 有很大距离，有很大问题，或者错得离谱。这是一个非常常见的短语，例如像 This is way off, 这太扯了。如果在学校，当你觉得别人的答案错得离谱的时候，就可以说Your answer is way off. 或者当你觉得大家话题偏离讨论的主题时，也可以说 Hey, I thought we're way off the topic. Hey, 我觉得我们扯远了。 Okay, let's review the expressions we've learned tonight. Big deal, 没什么了不起的。 Spit it out, 尽情说吧。 Haul ass, 开溜撤退。 Win points, 得到好处。 Way off,距离很大，问题很大，或错得离谱。 Okay, I'm afraid we must say goodbye now, since there are more fantastic programs waiting for you. Don't forget to reveal those phrases by yourselves, and we still have more for next week. Falling is close up. See you there.
Are you tired of the long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, guys. Welcome back to Close Up. I am Fino.
And I'm Chris.
As we all know, the Vulcan first officer of the USS Enterprise Spock is a compassionate, intelligent, faith in humanity character. And the actor who perfectly played him shares all three of those qualities with Spock, whether Leonard Nimoy or Zachary Quinto. Since our theme film is Star Trek Into Darkness, we're going to dig inside the amazing US actor Zachary Quinto for all of you. Before we start, do you know that he got invited to the Jimmy Fallon show last year, which is my favorite talk show in America, by the way?
I know, but I didn't watch it. Do you happen to have any clips?
You're asking the right person. Let's take a look.
Speaking of glass eyes, one of my eyeballs in the glass menagerie right there. Here we are, the glass menagerie, Tennessee Williams. Congrats on this, buddy.
Thanks, man.
You get some killer reviews.
Last time I was here, I was just about to dive into all this, so I thank you for having me back now that I'm a true, tried and true New Yorker.
How does it feel? Is it fun?
It's amazing. It's really, I can remember growing up and watching people on talk shows, late night talk shows, that were like, I'm in New York doing a play, and I'd be like, that's amazing. That was like the biggest dream that I had kind of growing up.
What if like you as a time machine, you're watching you right now?
I know.
Say hi to yourself.
Hi, buddy.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's like, cute, that's very nice.
Get a different haircut.
Right? Did you have a bad haircut as a kid?
I did, yeah.
You did, yeah. Yeah. Did. You didn't enjoy it. What was it?
It was a pretty much an exact replica of my Spock haircut.
It was?
Yeah.
You went with
the
bowl.
I have pictures to prove it next time I bring them.
Did you really?
Yeah, man. Seriously, not a good look.
Yeah.
But
here you are, and you made it famous. You're like, trust me.
I'm going to make this work for me someday.
I'm going to do whatever I can to make this haircut work, yeah.
Amazing. Now let's get on the way. Zachary Quinto is best known to cinema audiences as Mr. Spock in J.J. Abrams' blockbuster reboot of Star Trek. He previously played the villainous Siler in the TV series Heroes and is currently acting on stage in Broadway. His production company Before the Door is about to release the low-budget psychological horror movie Banshee Chapter.
He was on stage a few months ago in a Broadway production of Tennessee Williams' The Glass Menagerie. That's gotta be a dream job for a young American actor like him, especially in the production like this one, which is so conventional and expensive. I guess he had an incredible experience for sure.
Originally as a kid, Quinto starred in theater and as a thing to have the dream of being a film or TV star. Has taken a couple of detours and lived in Los Angeles for over 10 years when he got out of school.
Aside from acting, he has moved into production with his company Before the Door, which he started in 2008 while still in the middle of Heroes. During that period, he recognized that he had a lot of opportunities. Heroes gave way to Star Trek right away, and it meant a lot of exposure. He knew that wouldn't necessarily last forever, and he wanted to do something with it that would allow him a little bit of control in the stories that were to be told and the things that he's involved with creatively. The sense of control that the production company affords him is a little bit more control over organizing projects, pulling things together, and giving people opportunities.
He worked with J.C. Chandler on his debut feature, Margin Call, which premiered at Sundance in 2011. At that year's festival, 56 films were involved in competitions, but just a handful are likely to get a theatrical release. Quinto said it's a case-by-case basis. Some films are meant to be seen in the cinema. J.C.'s second film, All Is Lost, for example, is not the kind of movie that can be appreciated for its cinematic scope, as fully on the small screen or computer, so he put that in the theaters. Obviously, it will end up online eventually.
He is part of one of the biggest franchises with Star Trek, and J.J. Abrams is obviously busy with another big franchise, Star Wars. Zach has always been interested in working with J.J., but he felt like he has a notch in the belt of a major sci-fi franchise.
Zach loves Spock. He loves playing the character. If there was something that JJ wanted him to do in the world of Star Wars, he is sure he wouldn't argue with him, but he considers himself beholden to Star Trek, and he's happy with that.
Quinto is an openly gay man who has actively campaigned on the issue of same-sex marriage. When Macklemore and Ryan Lewis' performance of Same Love at the Grammys and the mass wedding of both straight and gay couples, he thought that was a powerful anthem about inclusion and acceptance, and that's a message which he's very interested in supporting and preaching in his own way. He was deeply moved and inspired by it, and that has more to do with them as artists than any kind of liberal agenda. For everyone else, it's a message that more people could stand to both hear and support. We're all grateful that there are artists out there who are willing to spread the message.
Back to Star Trek, it was fun to see him slip back into Spock's 20 years for the sequel to 2009's hit Star Trek.
It was good timing as well, because he had just played Spock, which was a big success, and most likely a recurring role for him. That would have been a horrible move, even for Hollywood, because they couldn't have replaced him.
Yes, I don't want to break into you, but time's up. Thanks for the brilliant actor Zach Quinto again, and remember to watch Star Trek Into Darkness if you didn't.
Stay tuned.
Tired of the lonely's work, watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello, my dear friends, welcome back to a lovely Rainbow Time. Here are our friends, Filmy and Mike. Today, let's talk about the cool guys in the film Star Trek Into Darkness. Filmy, as I know, you have always been a girl who admired many handsome foreign actors.
No, I think a very particular is my actor preference.
Really? It almost sticks in my mind that every time you see a Western actor with blue eyes, you tend to make him a favorite, don't you?
Oh, actually, I'm always fascinated by the guys with blue eyes, but attention, only the ones with blue ones, not all, okay?
Oh, just blue eyes, well, okay. So, that's why you like Bradley Cooper, Tom Hiddleston, and Chris Pine?
Yeah, you got it. And among them, Hiddleston is my favorite because he's tall and thin as well. He's over 190 centimeters tall. Amazing.
Yes, I agree with you. I think the height of a man is also very important.
Yes.
But to be honest, compared with Tom Hiddleston, I prefer Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, Mike, you've got the point. We're going to talk about Benedict Cumberbatch today.
Really?
Okay, and Mike, why do you like Cumberbatch more?
He's also tall, with a height of 184 centimeters, and he also has blue eyes. Apart from this, he has a cooler hairstyle and a cooler face shape.
Oh, really? I have to say that's right, but don't you think his nose a little bit... Well,
no one is perfect, right? I admit that his nose is not so beautiful. In fact, some guys even say that it is ugly. But in my opinion, it is cute.
Oh, it is cute?
Cute.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. Not so cool.
Right. And another aspect of him which attracts me is his intelligence. There's a saying, brain is sexy. Do you guys see the British mini TV play Sherlock?
Oh, yes, of course.
So,
how do you like Sherlock acted by Cumberbatch?
Logical, sensitive, and always calm. We can see that whatever case is facing, he keeps calm and thinks about the whole case with a very high speed. And sometimes when he's in danger, he can work out dozens of solutions and quickly choose the best choice.
Yes. Oh, I'm so fucking sorry.
Yes, it's really cool. I suppose it's Benedict Cumberbatch who successfully used the character of Sherlock. Clever actor makes clever character, clever Cumberbatch makes clever Sherlock.
I agree. When I see that Sherlock declares his interference with a fast speed without stopping, I appreciate not only the role Sherlock, but also the actor Cumberbatch, from my deep heart. What an amazing and cool show.
Yeah, you guys do know a lot about Cumberbatch. Okay, let's go on to talk something about the film. What do you think of the film itself?
It's fantastic. You know, it's the first time I saw the fans screaming when the film was over and the Dr. Lewis was shown on the screen. But to my surprise, the ones that lead to so much excitement are not the cool actors, but Damon Lindelof and J.J. Abrams. They're joining in the same film production, seems it all that we will get a masterpiece to enjoy.
Sure it is. They really made it a big one, with the nervous, exciting story, enjoyment, and heroine, and watch it. For example, in the fight against Klingons, with kinds of long or short weapons, and dancing like black wind cold, Cumberbatch moved fast and flexibly among the enemies and shot gracefully, making the spectator excited enough to yell out. Although lasting for more than 2 hours, the film goes like a spaceship shuttling swiftly in space.
Yeah. Right, where the site certifies that it's a supplanet film. And there's another point to support the idea that it's the frame of the movie. There's no doubt that its 3D technology is pretty good, which could be compared with that in Life of Pi and Iron Man 3. The remains after space battle, the planets which nearly stay still in the universe, the spaceships chasing each other with complex movement, almost everything has been designed and made most carefully, in another word, nearly perfectly.
I agree. You can hardly find any fault or anything unsatisfactory in each scene. So I do suggest that you, dear audience, watch the 3D film Star Trek, which will be sure to bring you the astonishment in hearing and seeing.
Yes, yes, yes. Don't be so stingy. Go to watch the 3D one. But here is something I want to add. Star Trek Into the Darkness is more attractive to the common viewers, not the true fans of this series. That means they chose to pursue the box office, which mainly depends on the common viewers, rather the professional justice made by the true fans, and the perspective of common audience enjoying the action, fiction scenes, and one for 3D effects is totally enough.
You got it.
I agree.
That is why it's regarded as a successful commercial film. Hot sun shining in the sky, we sit in a Zimra, with popcorns and drinks in hand, taking joy from the amazing movements and scenes. It's really cool, isn't it?
Absolutely. Get in the cinema and enjoy the Star Trek, guys. Okay, time's up. We're sorry to say goodbye now. Welcome back next week, and we're always here waiting for you. Next is Gramophone. Stay tuned.
Bye. Bye.
Are you tired of the loneliest work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Greetings, my dear audience, I am Fino. This time is the Star Trek franchise, which is noted for its influence on the world outside of science fiction created by Gene Roddenberry. What kind of fancy music is there? Well, must say, that was a glimpse. Most of the soundtrack in this movie is fierce without a word in it. The rhymes of episode of the movie are easy to tell apart. When the music goes up and down, you can even feel that your heart goes with it. What I'm saying is, the soundtracks help a lot in rendering the atmosphere, creating an exciting one, setting up the character's psychological activities. Here comes the first one, created by Michael Giacchino, an American composer who has composed scores of movies, television series, and video games. Some of his most notable works include scores to television series such as Lost, Alias, and Fringe, games such as the Medal of Honor and Call of Duty series, and some films most familiar to you such as Mission Impossible 3, The Incredibles.
He's such a talented musician who started to combine images and music at age 10. When he began creating stop-motion animation with homemade soundtrack in his basement. Just as this one, Subprime Directive. The instrument and played very fast to create an atmosphere of tensity. Big difference between the climax and the low tide must give the audience deep impression while watching the movie. The clip you guys are listening is the San Fran Hustle, also a brilliant work from the former musician. I'm sure the sense of urgent in this piece will leave you a great impression. With a plus, when Khan showed up and also the battle between Khan and Spock. So to speak, this one is a symbol of Khan's role as a villain. It well suited the fighting drama in a steady and rapid rhythm. In the middle of the music, the rhythm goes low and soft, creating a sad ambience for the death of Kirk for good. The melody is just the same as the one I recommended before, but the little difference do help set the mood. Time flies, and it's time to say goodbye now. Hope after a program, you will have a better understanding and background of Star Trek. This is Action Frames from Radio CUC English. See you next time!
Spock. Captain. Where should we go?
As a mission of this duration has never been attempted, I defer to your good judgment, Captain.
Mr. Sulu, take us out.
Aye, Captain.
Cast for today. Producer:
Zhou Duo, Chris.
Journalist:
Huai Nong, Fino.
Zhang Ran, Trista.
Zheng Juxin, Fumitory.
Xie Hongzhou, Sky.
Yang Peng, Tracy.
Yan Jiaxing, Mike.